And I know in recent games your team has bemoaned puck luck. How much was puck luck a factor on that game winner?
Definitely. I thought in the first we had the same thing happen in the past couple of games. We should have had 3 or 4 empty netters and they didn't go in. And then that last one was a greasy goal. It's a point shot off about 3 guys and then just tipped it in. And yeah, it was definitely puck luck for sure.
Was there a level of, I don't want to call it desperation maybe this early in the season, but the urgency to win tonight? Because it seems the body language spoke.
Yeah, we had a team beating before, and from first to eighth place right now is 6 points, I think. And we're 30 games in, and games are starting to matter. And we got to play every game like that. I thought it was a pretty good team effort. It was too close at the end, but I thought the team played well.
And to do it without 4 of your top 9 forwards, what does it speak to the either level of depth or level of desire?
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of the game, though. You obviously want those guys in your lineup every night, but injuries happen, and you can't complain when they do, and you can't talk about how good of a win was it when they weren't in the lineup. It's just injuries are part of hockey, and he's got to roll with it.
How important were those penalty kills there in the period?
Yeah, definitely. They got some lethal guys on that team on the power play, and we knew we had to do a job, and that's why you practice it.
Kevin, is it good for you guys to get a tight defensive win like this? I mean, it's not exactly the way you guys were winning to start the year.
Exactly. To be honest, though, we could have had 5 goals in the first. Like, it could have been one of those games. But they weren't going in. I can remember just 3 shifts in a row for our line.
But the first shift of the game.
That one should have went in. Millsy and then Grabs. Like, but yeah, I mean, when stuff like that happens, you don't get down. You just keep working. I thought in the second they kind of took it to us and we kind of played defense. And then it was an entertaining third and we got a late power play goal.
Take some pressure off of you guys to win first game, knowing that you have Chicago tomorrow, second game of back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of teams are playing back-to-backs, and we were 0-1 in the first part of the road trip in New York, but hopefully we can get some momentum and play well tomorrow.
You guys did a great job taking away Patrick Laine's time and space on the power play tonight. Was that part of the game plan to limit his opportunities with the man advantage?
Yeah, I mean, 5-on-5, same way. He's a good player. He's 17 goals. I mean, I thought we did well to put that tonight, but he's a guy like Ovechkin and Crosby. You got a Kane. You got to know when he's on the ice, and I thought we did that well tonight.
Thanks very much.